My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hey, James.
Hi, friends.
Hammer with us. You know what we haven't talked about yet is Klay Thompson scrubbing.
Wow. I don't know what to make of it. Klay Thompson. I don't know what to make of it, to be honest with you.
I think
he's gone, though.
You do? Okay. Yeah, James, I have a theory, and then we'll have James weigh in on this. James, we know conversations take place, right? Especially with your current team. It's really easy to have those conversations and then be, you know, very simple and easy and whatever, even though like formal offers can't be made and different things like that. My guess is they have an idea of where the Warriors are, and Klay's not happy about it. Mm. I think it's as simple as that.
Yeah.
I think you can, I mean, by NBA rules, you can have a conversation with your own player the entire season. So it's not like you don't know where you stand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you get towards the end of the season, you can have an honest conversation. Your agent is having honest conversations with their people. So I don't know. I don't make all that much out of the whole unfollowing and all that stuff. I mean, I got to be honest. I wouldn't put it past the Warriors and Klay Thompson to just be like spinning a tall tale here, that just, you know, like playing it up so it's some big media driven talked about thing that, oh my gosh, is Klay leaving?
And, I think that's what they did with Draymond and Mike Brown last year. You know, Mike Brown loves Draymond Green. If watch out for the Sacramento Kings. Meanwhile, everyone in Sacramento is like, yeah, I don't think that's not happening. That's not
a thing. Nobody wants Stomper here.
Yeah, that's not a
Stomper.
Thing.
Well,
he's a Stomper.
Yeah.
Now, typically, I don't. Well, I guess when you talk comes to football, this is usually a football tactic where they scrub their social media of the player. I usually don't, or of the team, excuse me. I don't pay too much.
Oh, that would be funny if the Warriors scrubbed all references to Klay Thompson. That would be funny.
And they'd be leaning into the to the bit. And
yeah, that'd be great.
But there's something about Klay Thompson doing it in this situation, it makes me think kind of like what you talked about. Like, they've talked about a number. They know where the Warriors' number is. And it could have been as simple as Warriors, like, this is about where it's going to stay. Like, we're not going any higher than this. And Klay feeling like, I can get better. I'm going to get better. I guess my time here in Golden State is done. I think he is going to have a different team next year.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it past him. I mean, like, look, I think this thing is all up in the air. And, you know, I was joking with Kyle earlier. We have, you know, all of these different versions of Klay Thompson, you know, Klay on a boat and and Clay with his dog and all these things. This can just be like Clay, the like Instagram guy. Hmm. Like he's just like wiping out stuff and making it like building the drama of it. Because again, I do think that they are like pretty dramatic down there in the Bay. Although like, look, there's been enough talk about, you know, who's interested in him, Orlando being interested. I'm sure Philadelphia would at least kick the tires. But the Warriors are in such bad financial shape that I don't know what you do. Like there's not a lot you can do. Cause if you go out and you sign Clay, what are we talking about? 15, 20 million a year?
I think he's thinking he could, should get, and we're talking like 25 million.
A year.
25, 30. Hey, if that's it, like the Warriors, in order to do that, they're going to be out 50, 60, 70. Mm-hmm. Like that's not what you need to do if you're the Warriors, especially for, like, let's be honest, it's a player whose skill set has diminished. Mm. And it's tough, but you have to be honest with people. And when you see somebody on the downside of their career, you can't kind of skirt around it. You just have to say, look, there might be a team where you're very valuable for them right now, and they've got young players and all these things where that makes sense, but we're not that team anymore, and we're aging, and we need to get younger, and we need to cut payroll. And if you want to come back and be part of it, but like $10, $15 million a year, that's fine. But outside of that, we can't really do this. And I'll be interested to see at the end of the day what happens. I mean, his legacy is always going to be as a Warrior. He'll be a Hall of Famer as a Warrior. But, you know, you can't pay everybody, especially you can't pay everybody at 34, 35, 36. Mm. It just becomes a really, really tough game because that team is not going to win. They're going to be a, you know, 8, 9, 10 for the next couple of years as long as Steph is there, but really nothing more than that unless they find some crazy young player out of nowhere that they don't currently have on their roster.
I'd be mad too. You paid him $100 million.
Mm-hmm.
You better find a way.
You wanted to keep the band together for him, mm-hmm. but you're gonna let me go. I'm arguably the second best player in my position, mm. next to the dude I play with. Mm. We arguably have the greatest backcourt of all time. You gonna let me go over him?
Second best player, maybe in your franchise's history.
Hmm.
Mm. No disrespect to Brickberry, no disrespect to Chris Mullin, but I'm just saying, like, he has an argument for that.
Brickberry will cuss your ass out for that.
Yeah.
He's probably cussing at the sky right now.
He probably is somewhere. He's somewhere. He heard it through the, you know.
Well, he's taking
one thing
out.
That's for sure is he's somewhere angry.
Yeah, well, he's taking a shower somewhere.
Well, that
was interesting. Did you guys see the report that Brent Berry won't be back with as the assistant GM of the Spurs this year?
I just
found that interesting. He's a good dude.
Well, he really botched last year's draft. I think that's part of the...
He did. He totally blew it.
he really screwed that thing up.
To your point, though, Damian, like the Warriors' argument would be, we can't do this because the financials and all this other stuff. Like, we can't do it. And Clay would be like, no, you can't not give me money because of the financials. The problem is you gave him the money. That's mm-hmm. what messed up the financials. If you didn't give him the money, you wouldn't have no financial issue. So don't tell me that you can't do something. You made your bed when you brought him back. Now it's time to pay what you owe. And he would lose that argument because they'll be like, we can't do it. We're not going to pay $250 million for this eighth place team, $250 extra million dollars for this eighth place team. Like, we're not going to do it.
You know, they could always sign him and then trade Draymond. I mean, if you can find a taker
I don't think he got a market.
3 years.
I don't know.
You could at least break his contract up.
He'd retire.
I think so, too.
I think he'd retire.
Well, then he won't get any of it.
Well, he's not going to starve.
No, that's true. Well, but I mean, if that's the play, I think there's also a possibility, like, the Warriors, I mean, the Lakers have a group of $12 million players. They could trade Draymond for a couple of $12 million players and get out from underneath that deal.
Serious question. Like, all hate aside, who would trade for Draymond? Like, I'm a
the really... Lakers probably. The Lakers, I think, would.
You know who might? OKC could probably afford to trade for Draymond.
Okay, would he play in OKC?
Beggars.
It's not a bad. It's not a bad team.
No, I think team wise, I think he'd be fine with it. I don't know if living in OKC, he'd be fine with it, but I think that's a team where he could. They have enough around him where his lack of production on some nights wouldn't hamper. He could just be this rebound assist guy. Like, I think that would potentially be an option. I'm trying to seriously think of other places where he could go.
That'd be a tough team, though, because they already have Josh Giddey, who's not a great three-point shooter in the starting lineup. And so you would have to ask him to come off the bench.
Maybe he's part of the trade. I don't know. No, that wouldn't really work, but I don't know.
I think there are some teams out there, like, I don't know, Cleveland could use like an energy dude, someone who a little more forceful than some of the young players they have.
But I asked the same question with all of these teams. Would he play there? Because I think Cleveland's interesting. I think there's only a few teams he'd play. In fact, he'd play for the Lakers. I feel like if he was traded today, he'd play for the Los Angeles Lakers. I don't know that he'd play for Oklahoma City. I can't imagine Sam Presti would want him with those young guys. Cleveland, I don't know what Cleveland's doing, nor do I understand why they haven't hired a head coach. I feel like I know why the Lakers haven't hired a head coach. I don't know why Cleveland hasn't hired a head coach. So I'm really not sure what direction they're going in at all.
I'm not hating in this conversation. I'm having a real Draymond conversation.
Okay.
I think he possibly would go to OKC because they're a good enough team that's already good that if he comes there and they go to the conference finals, he could take the credit for that. It could be like even though he'd have nothing to do with it, like they were two games away from the conference finals this year and they were a young team and they could have just gotten better for the year of experience. But if they got to the conference finals or the NBA finals, I came in and I changed the culture of this team. Quite frankly, those who don't understand the game don't understand that, yes, they were the number one seed last year, but now that they're the three seed and in the conference finals, I changed everything.
Yeah. No, that's good. You're getting your stuff off today. That's good.
But you do you hear what I'm saying?
That was Draymond Green. No, I heard it. No, I'm making a joke, but no, that was it.
Yeah.
That'd be the podcast after the, you know, the conference finals run or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I think he thinks he's going right into TV, and maybe he does, but
man,
I think over years we've been able to sort of, Charles Barkley has tamed himself down a bunch where he's really funny and like he's quirky and all those things. But I think Draymond thinks he can be that, and I don't think he can be that because he comes off as someone who is vindictive and like always pointing fingers at people, calling people out all the time. And I think Charles can say stuff about players, can be tough on players, but it doesn't come across as somebody who like has a bone to pick with them and is trying to get even on some score that no one knows about. And so I don't know. I kind of wonder what it is. Draymond Green is going to show up wherever he gets traded to. He's got $75 million to go show up. And if he doesn't want to show up, then he'll violate league rules. I don't think
he'll retire, James. That's what I'm saying. Is like, I just think he'll retire. Yeah. Like, he's closer to retirement than anything else. I'm sure we've done a Draymond Green, you know, pocket watching before. What would you say? He has 3 years left. That's $75 million. Boy, SpotTrack is a slow website in this studio. It must know how vital its information is to us, so it moves pretty slow. 12 years in the league, 177, 177.8. Yeah, I'm not going to pretend like the $75 million isn't big. That would take his career earnings from 177 to 255. That's a big number. That's a big number. All right. Maybe he does come back. Maybe Maybe he will play for the Thunder in this fictitious trade that we've created.
I feel like the Thunder,
that Joe Lacob would never approve in a million years.
No, he wouldn't. I feel like the Thunder might be the only team that, like, off the top of my head, I'm thinking maybe Dallas.
That would make a play for him?
Yeah.
Well, the Lakers would. Why do you think the Lakers wouldn't?
I think they would.
The King is still there, right?
Mm-hmm.
No. He hasn't had a chance to get sick of Draymond Green, the player.
That team would be awful.
He likes Draymond Green. I know that.
Suck.
You know that. James knows that. The nearly 1,000 people watching this and God knows how many listening know that. Rob Pelinka doesn't.
Oh, man.
Jeannie Buss doesn't.
Oof.
The Rambuses don't.
Oh, happy women's international.
Women's. And J.J. Redick probably doesn't. So what? The sad thing is J.J. Redick probably does. He's like, hey, give me my contract. And
that's right.
I'll coach whatever. It'll be weird when J.J. and Draymond get in a fist fight on the third day of training camp.
Oh, what if, well, see, the money and stuff don't work out. Milwaukee.
Huh. Oh, no, Milwaukee's got, they could trade, like,
Brook going to play
Lopez
for Doc more. Rivers. Draymond Green going to play for Doc Rivers.
That's not a good thing, because then we got Kenny doing both parts.
Draymond,
I need you to calm down just a little bit here. I need you, to play more of that four position. Look, coach, I don't know what you're talking about. I know basketball, quite frankly, I think you should step to the side. Draymond, I don't think you know who you're talking to, Draymond. I don't think you know who you're talking to. It's Doc Rivers here.
Ooh,
this is a Saved by the Bell scene all over again.
It's good. I can ruin everyone's day more than Kenny's impression.
Oh, no. Don't say nothing crazy. Don't say nothing crazy.
Yeah, Brook Lopez, $20 million straight up.
Bob Fitzgerald is going to call the Olympics.
Really?
Yeah.
With who?
It look well.
Oh.
This is a Warriors.
This is such a sad.
This is a Warriors press release. So his broadcast colleagues aren't mentioned, but yeah, he's gonna call Olympic basketball in Paris.
God damn it!
Hmm.
Wild.
Whatever. NBC Peacock app. This is an opportunity for you to show the NBA the shoulder programming, the alternate broadcast that you can have for the NBA. I don't care. Give me the Spanish broadcast. That's what I'll watch.
Wow.
Wow. And Michael Scott Paper Company Inc. is all of us. We are watching Olympic basketball on mute. Wow.
They were just voted the worst broadcast in the NBA.
Yeah.
Look, man, I'm not going to hate on the men's. I don't hate on nobody getting their bag. He got another bag. Saluting him. I'm going to watch the Spanish announced team.
Well, a little bit of history in this. There's no bag involved. Oh. Not that you don't get paid.
Yeah.
You get paid, but you absolutely get paid. But it's also like, hey, come call the Olympics.
Yeah, free trips.
It's prestigious for them, just as it is for.
It's a platform.
Yeah. Like, but there is one thing it's not. It is not a bag. It is not a bag. Yeah, and if it is, it's a JanSport, with all due respect.
Oh, man. Shout out to JanSport.
It's a solid bag. Yeah. It's solid. But it's not what you're used to.
The Toyota Camry of bags. It's been the theme of the show.
What? Yeah. That's the second time, like, in the last couple months, you've disrespected.
You do take a shot at Toyota pretty regularly.
It's a quality car.
You do take a shot.
My brother drives a Camry. It's a great car.
It's more like a Toyota Corolla. It's not quite
my first car.
Or let's see. It's more like a Honda Civic.
I feel like a Honda Civic is a little higher than the Camry. I mean, the Corolla.
No. No, in the world, a Corolla and a Civic are the same, and an Accord and a Camry, they're the step up.
Mm. Okay, there you go.
I see.
There you go.
I had an Accord's a good car. I wanted one of those at one point in time.
So did I.
Well, I like that car.
Those are good cars.
Yeah, they look good. I liked it. They almost modeled what I ended up getting was a Toyota Solara. That was a really good car. I enjoyed that car, too. Good stuff.
My Prius was fantastic, even though Prius is like the butt of all jokes.
I don't know why. Great car.
I don't either.
I was looking
I sold it. I should have just given it to my mom.
I was looking for a Prius when I was looking for a new car.
Yeah, what'd you settle on?
Well,
a Cybertruck?
I wish.
I saw one of them things this morning, and I'm still of the belief that joint is ugly.
Hey, I like it. I like it. But
how many miles does that thing get? Do we know?
I want to say like 375.
Oh, so it's roughly the same as a newer.
I don't know. To me, they're hideous.
No, they're awful, man.
They got all the bells and whistles, though.
Oh, what does that even mean? Well, what do you need to run over stuff for? You live in Elk Grove.
There's, you know, potholes that, you know.
You need to run over potholes.
See, that's not true. We saw the River video with the Tesla. It couldn't even get out. It's not even a real truck.
Stop. Oh.
Don't do that.
340 is its estimated range, which means it's really like 270.
280. Yeah.
I've never even.
Just for those who are unaware, that estimated range is crap.
I don't even think I've ever even paid attention to that.
340 is if you're driving like.
Percentage.
Oh,
so I don't even know the miles.
Well,
if you're
know
going like 5 miles under the speed limit downhill, then you'll get
with the air off.
With the air,
you got to make sure you have the air off.
Yes.
I drove,
but not with the windows down.
No, not with the windows down. You got to keep the windows up. Just be hot, sweat, and you'll get more miles out of it.
That's funny. Yeah,
that was bad news though.
And yeah, Bob, I didn't mean to. I knew that would ruin the show. I should have saved that for the end.
You just
Bob Fitzgerald.
I'm going to listen to the German announced team or something. I'm going to learn.
Where are you going to find that?
I'll look for it. Other than that,
they have a version of this truck called the Cyber Beast.
Mm.
There's a rear wheel drive, an all wheel drive, and a Cyber Beast.
Come on, man. That thing don't play. It don't play.
Okay.
I saw an interesting, like, I think it's called a Honda. Oh, they have a new SUV, but it's like smaller than a Pilot that's full electric.
Mm.
That looked interesting.
Mm.
The reality of this situation is, as much as we may not like this man, like I said, Tesla's about 5 years ahead of everybody.
Oh, he's got the electric vehicle thing figured out. He's got the electric vehicle thing figured out.
He got that cooking.
He's a jackass, but...
Everybody, not saying that the people can't catch up. I'm just saying he's got a head. He's about
and that's all they're trying to do is catch up. Like, even companies that have electric vehicles like Mercedes, they're trying to catch up. That company we were talking about last week.
Oh, Lyric?
Lucid. They're trying desperately to create an imprint in the market and can't.
I maybe this isn't exclusive to him or not. They just be upgrading my car out of nowhere, bro. It's crazy. Like, you know, the
over the, yeah, I mean, it's just like a phone.
Here, you got Audible now. Like here. Yeah.
I like the new little update they did that shows the traffic on the trip.
Yeah, that's pretty dope. Come on, man, it's fire, man. And look, and then did you have the issue where you would turn on your turn signal, and if you wanted to cross two lanes before, you used to be able to turn the signal on, and it wouldn't stop until you were in control of turning it off. They did an update, and as soon as you would change lanes, the signal would go off automatically.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so pissed off about that.
I can't.
A week later, they changed it back. They changed it back, bro. It's crazy.
So that's the type of stuff that pisses you off?
No, that really did piss me off. Because, no, this
like
is what
you literally get mad over nothing, and like the turn signal turning off too quick pisses you off.
Because this is what would happen, right? So you're used to, you turn the turn. So say I'm merging, I got to go two lanes to the right. So I would get to the second lane, and I would turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, with this one, I would put the turn signal on, I'd get over one lane, and I'm so used to turning it off, it already turned off, and now I've signaled to get into the left lane. And it would happen all the time. And it would piss me off. I said, how can you fix it? I was looking up YouTube videos and all this other stuff. They fixed it for me. They just
fascinating.
Without me even asking, they just fixed it, bro.
It's crazy. You put in a call to Elon just like that, huh?
I didn't put in no call. Yeah. This is just what they do. I didn't put no call in.
Well, what do you call it when you can contact them from the Tesla?
I can't contact that man.
Mm.
I don't believe you.
Yeah, I'm with James. I'm with James and virtually the entire Chatty House. We think you're lying. And we're going to come back, and James is going to tell us who the Honda Accord is of the Sacramento Kings.
Oh, man.
That's
Who's the Honda Accord?
Let's compare Kings to gas-efficient cars when we're back.
We need to do that. We might need to do that. Who is the Honda Accord?
Stephen and Casey on ESPN 1320.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
James wants to discuss Lawrence Fishburne for the next 20 minutes. He just mentioned that as we glanced up and looked at Doc Rivers and repeated the line that Lawrence Fishburne didn't know who Doc Rivers was, which I stated I fully believe.
I don't know. I don't know about that. Like, it's not like Doc Rivers like passes the mom test, but if you watch the NBA,
he probably doesn't watch. He said that. He said, I don't watch sports.
Oh, I didn't know he said he didn't watch.
Yeah, it's like, it wasn't like, hey, I'm a big Kings fan. I had no clue who Doc Rivers was. No, like he's like, I don't watch sports.
Well,
so it's believable.
Said,
damn, Doc. Sorry. I didn't know who you were.
That's tough. Like if like, you know, Johnny B. Broadway doesn't know who you are, like it's no big deal. When it's like Lawrence Fishburne, yeah, that kind of sucks.
Well, that's like when I was down in a bar in LA and I said, you know, I'm KC in LA.
Well,
they're like,
okay, pal, right, bro. The hell away from me.
Fishburne has been in a lot of movies.
Yeah.
Yep.
I need to check some.
And that's not even counting nine seasons of Blackish.
I still haven't seen the end.
No.
We're getting close, though. She's talked about it.
Okay. Good luck with that. Yeah.
I guess what they gave me for Father's Day, they gave me a gift card to Chipotle that I'll probably never be able to use.
Well, you'll just use it when you're alone.
I appreciate. They took care of me on Father's Day. They took care of me, man.
You imagine the Chipotle Father's Day gift card is what finally takes out Kenny?
You know what's funny about, like, because I was with, like, Casey's family on Friday. Like, did any of your boys, James, look like they just constantly want to beat your ass? Because that's what Ryan looks like. Ryan looks like... Ryan.
Nah, she was Ryan, crosses two steps.
Ryan just looks around like... I'm going to jack one of these dudes up. And I feel like it was me. Like, hey. And I look at her and she looked at me like, bro, get your grubby little hand off my foot. Well, yeah, you were talking to somebody else. I was talking. It was just like, did any of your boys ever look like they just wanted to beat people up?
No.
Oh, no. Yeah. Well, but Kenny's got a daughter that's going to, you don't ever have to worry about Ryan when she gets older, boy, because ain't nobody going to cross her.
See, you should like get a little pre-marriage, like right now with little baby Rain, because Rain Fox has that look like, bro, don't test me.
Rain be looking at people
the
like,
whole time. He looks like he is super serious little man. Like, don't you touch me?
Rain be looking at people like, you sound ridiculous.
He looked at the TV like that. Like, get your punk ass camera out of my face. Leave me and my dad alone.
That's right.
Yeah, Ryan was kind of pissed off though at the Juneteenth. She wanted out of her stroller. That's what it was.
Well, she probably thought them local acts was performing too long.
She probably thought she could get on stage.
Well, she probably could have.
Wild.
She probably could have. We had a few slots we could have filled. We had time.
What was old boy's name? The showstopper? Ski.
Yeah, M2 Ski. Yo, man. Hey.
Ski was the showstopper. Right?
Shout out to my man Ski. We laughed because we're like, oh, a white dude is closing the Juneteenth celebration. All right. He didn't.
He brought him out.
Bro. And here's where I'll shout my man out. He performed. He had a very good crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Two, he performed like there were 100,000 people 100%. Out there and killed it.
He had the best performance. No disrespect to...
No, they were all good.
Yeah, to any of them, but he had the best performance of the day.
Next to your boy, I forgot his name, who counted to 100. Yeah.
Jury's World really...
He counted to 100 in rap form like he was for the kids. And the whole song was counting to 100.
Jory's World was doing his thing. And then I liked, what were my girls named? The Steppers?
The Steppers. Confidence is Everything.
Yeah,
CIE.
CIE. I liked that. I mean, there wasn't anybody I didn't like.
No, it was all good.
But Ski's energy, because there was nobody around when he started.
Mm-mm.
And he started rapping and performing, and people gravitated towards the stage. It was crazy.
It was awesome. Yeah, he killed it. No, it was good. It was fun to watch some of those local performers rock. This past weekend. Okay, James, you've had enough time. Who is the Honda Accord of the Sacramento Kings?
Oh, damn it.
Who is the Accord and who is the Prius?
Oh, man.
Come on, man. This is easy. The Accord is Harrison, right?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Wow. The Accord
we
is
like,
Keegan?
Yeah, we like both of those cars. The Camry is the one that would feel disrespectful, remember? That's how Jesse.
Well, the Accord and Camry are the same.
I guess so. Okay.
That's what James said.
I thought it was a car that we really
like. Now, if you want to start talking about the Lexus, which is just a fancier version.
That's right. It's a Toyota.
People get so upset about that.
Really? Do they not know?
They're like, how did the Lexus become this luxury car out of nowhere? It's just a Toyota.
I would say the Prius is probably Alex Len.
Okay.
Because, you know, it's reliable, you don't need to, you can't go real far in it. Like you're not going to trust it for major minutes, but like still really reliable, knows its job, gets good gas mileage.
So you said the Accord is Harrison. Because the Accords last, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's 100,000. I mean, I think all Toyotas do.
I guess I was thinking a little too highly of a Prius. I thought
300,000.
I thought Keegan was
like
Prius.
A minimum on a Toyota.
You thought Keegan was the Prius?
We like the Prius is not flashy, but it gets the job done.
Yeah, I had a Prius for 10, 11 years or whatever it was.
Hmm.
What is Keegan?
What is Keegan?
Huh.
Because De'Aaron and Domas are out of the Toyota family, right?
What's a car that's like a nice, efficient car, like on the verge of being a luxury car? Sometimes like it varies. People don't know.
Right on the verge of a luxury car.
A Genesis?
Well, I would say I'd put him in a BMW range because I think a BMW is a little bit below a Mercedes.
But it's still top. It's top of the top, though.
But it's still like high end.
It's top of the top.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah, then
what's De'Aaron? A Rolls Royce?
He's a Rolls Royce. He's a PTP-er. Yeah, he's a Rolls Royce. That reminds me of speaking of Keegan. Sorry, I literally just thought about this. Sorry. But did you see what JaVale had to say about Keegan Murray? I think Tristy had highlighted it. Our girl Tristy had highlighted about JaVale talking about like he wants Keegan to experience the NBA a little bit more. Go to dinner with your friends, or with your teammates. Not like you have to be in the club or nothing like that, but live a little bit more of the NBA life. He said he thinks it would help him as a player and as a teammate if he did that.
I totally agree. I don't, because we don't travel with the team. And even if you're a beat writer traveling with the team, like I did for a while where I was, like 15, 20 games a year on the road, you don't travel with them. You don't stay in the same hotel because you can't afford their hotel. It's not part of your concur list. So you don't travel with them. You don't eat out with them for the most part. I don't know how much he spends out with the others, but that's a big deal. Like they need to get him out of the hotel. And I like what JaVale said. I think he said it on Deucemo. I think that's where she pulled the quote.
Gotcha.
But definitely said we're not talking about taking him out to the club and we're not talking about bringing him out and drinking with him. We just mean he needs to get out. He needs to experience the cities he's in, whether it's New York or whatever city it might be. You need to, if you're going to spend 4 days in New York, you need to go be a tourist. You need to go check out things and figure out the city and all that stuff. You shouldn't be going back to your hotel room to watch video every single night. That's just not, there's something about being an NBA player that I think we all understand, but unless you really think about it, these guys get to go to cool cities all the time and stay in 5-star hotels, but they also they have security or they have people that will go with them to go to, name that place. And so he does need to get out. If that's a problem, that's something that his vets need to sort of get in his head and pull him out of his shell a little bit more and say, hey, look, we're going to go out and we're going to have not a crazy time, but we're going to go out and have a good time and at least see things where we're at.
And shout out to Deucemo. I didn't know that's where it came from. Shout out to them. But the tone that I got, cause I just read it. I didn't see the interview. Mm-hmm. I just read it. The tone that I got from JaVale wasn't to say like, Keegan's wrong or anything else like that. He said, I think this would help him. I think this would help him, with the chemistry with the teammates and his growth as a NBA player and as a teammate. I think it would help him. And he kept saying, he doesn't have to do anything wild, but, go to dinner with your guys sometimes, man, and have that. You're going to some of the best restaurants in the world. Go to dinner with your teammates and experience that. You're in the NBA. You've worked hard. Get that type of experience. I just thought it was interesting to hear JaVale speak on that like that.
Yeah, and I mean Keegan, as even under his rookie scale contract, makes $9-10 million a year this year. Even after taxes, he's still clearing $4.5-5 million. He can afford to go out, and that's some of what JaVale was saying. Like, look, you're young, you're a millionaire. Like, what are we doing? Like, let's go. And I think sometimes it takes players a little while to get comfortable. And, it's also possible that maybe Keegan has, I'm not sure if he has the same girlfriend when he got to the team. But if he does, then it's one of those things where like, you don't want to be seen out. You don't want to, like, as a young guy, I could see him being like ultra conservative about it and not wanting to get in trouble. But you still can, like, go enjoy a city without getting in trouble.
Hmm.
You think it matters?
I'm trying to, because my first inclination, like, no. But JaVale's a 10-year NBA. What am I, disagree with him? Like, if
he's
JaVale
like
says
16,
it.
17-year veteran.
If JaVale says it matters, it matters. Mm. Like, if JaVale says there's some, there is camaraderie in that, then there is. And who the hell am I to say that, oh, JaVale, that's silly. You don't need to do that. Yeah. He's been all over the league with championship teams, multiple championships. How am I going to disagree with that? It's not the first thing that would come to my mind. Like, I was going to say, we don't spend any time together when we're not working. But we're home. Mm-hmm. Like, if we go to, right, hypothetically, Phoenix next month.
Right.
Yeah, like, we'll probably go to dinner in Phoenix, and we'll, you know, we'll do some things out there. You know, we went to Atlanta together. I could see that being, yeah, sure, I could see that.
Once again, it felt like JaVale, he didn't say there was an issue with Keegan and his teammates right, mm-hmm, now. It seems, mm-hmm, perfectly fine.
No.
He was kind of say it could be even better, mm-hmm, if you kind of had this approach every now and then.
I think that that's part of it, but I also think a lot of this, it comes back to that same basic theme that you have to be more than just a basketball player. Like, you have to be able to, like, stimulate your mind in different ways and push yourself in different ways. It can't just all be about basketball. And it's why I like the Marvin Bagley, like, rap career. I never had a problem with it. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not my cup of tea. I don't want to listen to it.
Dame Lillard did. But,
yeah, well, yeah. But
it
never
appears
felt
he ended
like,
it. Sorry, exactly. James. Sorry, James. Go ahead.
I never felt a need to, like, call him out on that. Like, oh, this guy's out here doing this and this and this. No, man, these are young 20-year-old dudes who need to have some sort of vice.
Need an outlet.
Outside of, yeah, they need an outlet. They need, mm-hmm, to figure out things, like, on the fly, because that's how we grew up. We had other things going on outside of work. And, you know, sure, you work and you do all that. But then, you know, for me, I know I played a lot of volleyball. I played a lot of basketball. I played sports all the time. You know, you've got to have more that you're looking forward to and more that's, like, sort of feeding your brain than just studying film every night and just playing basketball, you know, four nights a week.
Yeah, it's an interesting thought. It's out there now. I wonder if that has been conveyed to Keegan, and I wonder how regular that is too. Is it like, you know, hey, you know, Keegs, we're going to dinner tonight. Oh, no. All right, cool. No problem. And then the next road trip, hey, Keegs, we're going to dinner tonight. Oh, no, because there could be circumstances where you mentioned his girl, his family. Like, there could be reasons that they just don't line up. Mm-hmm. But if they're going out every trip or, you know, close to every extended trip and he's always passing, yeah, that's a little bit different.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd be curious how that, what happens next?
Yeah.
Like, with that, it's certainly a dynamic I don't think a lot of us think about as it pertains to, you know, being a teammate or being, you know, new in the league, young in the league. We always think about it the other way. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, man, these guys are out too much. He's living that NBA lifestyle a little too much.
Right.
You rarely hear a teammate go, yeah, he ain't living the NBA lifestyle enough. Like, I remember.
I hadn't even thought about that.
Man, Beasley.
Malik,
Michael.
Michael Beasley.
He's living the NBA life a little too much. A little too much. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you really don't hear it very often. Like, yeah, he's not living the NBA life enough. Mm. He don't go out. So I'm curious how Keegan responds to that, if he, you know, responds to it at all.
We do have news. According to Tim McMahon, Joe Mazzulla on Kristaps Porzingis, he's available, expecting to see him tonight.
Yeah, what Joe Mazzulla meant was, if we're not down 50, yeah, he might play.
You think that?
Or you'll see him. He'll be sitting right there on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see him. Do you think, because I was listening to the Insiders, and I think both Kyle and
James.
It's a very good show.
We tried.
Kristoff is never going to play this season. Do you think that that's the case as well, Damian? Like, he's done for the season, and they're just kind of maybe courtesy or whatever playing him? Or did he not play in game four because it was such a big blowout?
So Joe Mazzulla, he didn't clarify. He weighed in a little bit more after the initial report from Shams that Cunningham, that he was going to be available, that Kristaps Porzingis was going to be available. But then he clarified a little bit more, saying, okay, yeah, he's available, but like in certain situations and if needed. He was never needed Friday. I'm going to shy away a little bit from James and Kyle's thinking here, whereas if we have a different type of game tonight, and Lord knows I hope we do, yeah, I think we'll see Kristaps Porzingis out there. I don't think we're going to see him play 30 minutes, even if the game is close, but I think we're going to see Porzingis.
I think Kyle's take was he's done. We're not going to see him. I think, like, I'm not convinced of that. Like, but the longer you wait, I think the more likely it is that he does play. Like, if there is a game six, I think you would probably want to see him on the court. Like, and that would be a week. But again, we don't know what this injury is. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Like, he's probably getting an MRI every day so they can start to study and see what it is, what's happening. So they at least have a.
There's no blueprint to operate off of. There's no, hey, this happened too. It's like, hey, buddy.
I don't know what this means, but Mazzulla said there's no minutes restriction either.
No. Well, that means if he's going to play, he's going to play.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that. They're not
he's not starting,
him.
Right?
Well, yeah, but like he wasn't starting when he was healthy game one.
That's true.
Yeah. No, that's tough. Well,
all right.
Never going to start in the NBA Finals.
Well, no, that's true.
and be one of the more impactful, better players this series has seen.
His first game back was game one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was in just a phenomenal,
dominant
return.
Performance.
Throw some icy hot on the ankle, wrap it up. Let's go, dude. You got to win a ring today.
Well, that's probably what James is talking about. Like, hey, how do we tape this thing? Like, how do we, like, and I swear to you, like, I'm not trying to be funny. What direction do we tape this with the injury? Do we have to change the direction? Do we
double tape it? Tape it both ways?
Yeah, I have no idea. Yeah.
Well, I don't know, dude.
Because then the shoes got to fit at some point. Like, you got to.
But it's his. Yeah. Yeah, but I'm not thinking double tape. I'm thinking that initial thing of tape stretches, right? It stretches your skin. It stretches everything. Do they have to tape it in a certain direction because of where that injury is? They're probably trying to figure it out.
Yeah, that's probably why he didn't play in game four.
Well, no, I think it was the 50-point deficit that kept
just
him
trying
from
to figure,
playing.
You know what, Joe? He's ready, but we just don't know how to tape
this tape job was ass, man. You might want to give this another shot.
No, I think they're literally, like, this will be a case study, and they're going to sit there. Because it's one thing for, like, your normal, everyday Joe Schmo to do this, right? That no one, like, he'll go in for an MRI. Someone would go in for an MRI. They're like, oh, yeah, we have a tear here. That's weird. We haven't really seen that before. And then you just kind of watch it and maintain it over the course of a couple of weeks. With it, with an NBA player, like, they want to see what's happening with the growth and how it's, like, how it's reacting and all that. I wouldn't doubt that they're going to just keep taking photos of this thing and, like, okay, is it healing on its own? Is it not? Like, we talked about, like, the grade one, grade two, grade three, like a grade three in the ankle is a complete, like, severed ligament, but it grows back together. But then the ACL doesn't repair itself. The MCL does repair itself in the knee. So all of these things are different, and you don't know how this particular injury will heal itself or not heal itself. So whether it's a surgical procedure that's needed or if it's going to grow back together by itself, it's just like all of it's very strange.
In the 3+ years we've been with James, 3 years we've been with James, I think the thing he gets most excited to talk about is injuries.
I love injuries.
And if he can demonstrate like a turned finger.
That's his bag. That's his bag. It's the Kings and then it's injuries.
Hey, no, see,
mallet
what
finger.
Happens? Is
oh,
that's
man.
Mallet finger, but what De'Aaron got was an inverted mallet finger.
Oh, jeez. And then he talks about The hammock bone, is that what was Sabonis?
Hammock bone talking about is a right rip. Here.
Oh, yeah. No. You talking about ripping from
oh,
the...
Oh, no.
What was it? What was it
oh,
called?
Yeah. That is... he had a... Oh, no.
Come on, James. You can do it.
UCL joint.
Yeah. Didn't he talk about... UCL, yeah, well, the tendon and the ligament rips off from the bone.
James loves this. Yeah,
an avulsion fracture. There it is. An avulsion fracture.
There it is.
Yeah. Man. That's much different than a severed ligament. It's where the bone pops off. Takes it the ligament.
James is gonna get like he's gonna get like little diagrams behind it, so like little like skeletons like you see in the doctor's office with tendons attached, so he can pull one up and say, okay, so what happened? And he could snap a tendon and be like, it broke just like this. Jesse's making us end the show because he needs to get home and he needs to do a different pregame routine than he did on Friday. So hopefully we're back and we're popping champagne for we'll definitely be back. Hopefully we're popping champagne for our boy tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. when the insiders take the air here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Vamos gigantes, though.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!